Welcome to episode number 7 of Become a Guitarist Today podcast with myself, Adam Roach. In this episode, I talk to Steve Janeski from the band Radio Sun and also Black Majesty. He talks about how he supported Steve Vai and Dragon Force. He also talks about his daughter's new release under the name Cassidy Paris. I have put links in the podcast notes so you can find out all about Steve and his bands and check out what he's up to. And don't forget, on October 22nd, the Radio Sun have their new album coming out, Unstoppable.
Hello.
Hey, Steve, it's Adam here.
How are you, man?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Cheers.
That's good. Thanks for doing this.
No problems.
Appreciate it. What age did you start playing guitar?
I started pretty late. I started roughly, I always liked the idea of playing guitar when I was a kid. But I was playing Aussie Rules footy for years. And when I injured myself at about the age of 15, yep. I then thought, look, I had the time to do it. So roughly late 15, early 16.
Okay. Did you start straight away with a teacher or just self-taught?
I had a cousin show me some things and a few friends show me some things. So from there, I took a few lessons, but pretty much I learned after about maybe 6 months of lessons to just work on things on my own after that, yeah.
So who was your main inspiration to play guitar?
Oh, just my favourite band, Kiss, Ace Frehley. Ace Frehley, sort of at a young age, I always loved Ace Frehley in terms of just the whole thing about Kiss, the larger than life visual, and I pretty much knew a lot of his solos in terms of, I could sing them. Like that's what I really liked about his solo. So yeah. He was a big influence for me. And then came some others, you know, probably the 80s guitar players, whether it be George Lynch from Dokken and Zakk Wylde and Warren DeMartini from Rat, the Skid Row guys, Queensryche, Judas Priest, definitely. Yep. So yeah, Tipton and Downing, definitely. So and that kind of paved the way for a lot of different things in terms of stuff that I'm doing these days with playing with another guitar player in terms of harmony guitars and tandem and stuff.
Yeah, that's great. And did you learn to read straight away or was it?
No, I still don't know to read.
Oh, really?
No, that's bad, isn't it?
No, that's all right.
So when I said I learned how to play guitar via some friends and teachers, yeah, that just basically showed me the basics and I'm totally an ear player. So, yeah, I wish I actually had learned how to read. It would have made things a lot easier, I'm sure. So it's all, all ear.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think, especially these days, it's not really necessary that you have to learn to read. You know, a lot of people learn from tab or just, learning other people's songs to start.
Yeah,
with.
But I think things would make sense, you know. I mean, just in terms of stuff that I've learned, in terms of scales and stuff and how, you know, you get harmony notes, which ones work and blah, blah, blah. I think that would have helped at an early age. But I guess starting very late, I thought, you know, let's get into it and pretty much right away. And then, of course, there was tab and some friends had some, you know, tablature books. So, yeah, never learned how to read music.
Yeah, that's right. Now, do you remember one of the first songs that you learned to play?
Probably Knocking on Heaven's Door, but my guitar teacher showed me that. Okay. Showed me the chords and other ones as I went down the track. Breaking the Chains by Dokken, that was an early one that I enjoyed because, you know, rhythm wise it was easier to play than some of the other stuff that George Lynch had put together. So yeah, those were probably the two. Cold Gin was another one by Kiss.
Yep.
And then there were a few Skid Row songs and yeah.
So back then when you first started, how long do you think you would practice for a night?
I'd probably say at different times, but when I was in my final year, I kind of used it like as in 16 and 17 in high school. I used it as a reward for study.
Yep.
So, for example, I'd probably do study for a couple of hours and then I'd play guitar for about an hour. So probably in the beginning about an hour per night, but then after I finished my studies, my HSC, VCE, what it was back then, I took a whole year off school and just worked part-time and just pretty much played guitar almost, I'm not joking when I say, all day. My parents, I'm sure, didn't really like the idea of it, but I played for at least 6 hours per day that year.
Yep.
And then I went back to university the year after. So just to catch up, you know, more or less. So, yeah.
And when you practice, was it mainly on electric or acoustic, or you'd swap it around?
I learned it, first of all, like I started on acoustic, but in all honesty, I wanted to just, you know, play electric. So I didn't really stay on the acoustic that long, maybe, you know, a couple of weeks. And then I went over to electric, and I loved that because, you know, a lot of my favorite bands, they were on electrics and, you know, just to be able to try and imitate your favorite artists, you know. And in the beginning, it was, even though I write my own songs now, in the beginning, all I wanted to do was play my own songs, you know, copy my own favorite songs and learn how to do that. That was the whole aim in the beginning. And then after that, you know, I sort of had the itch to, yeah, do my own stuff and, you know, play in rock bands and stuff.
And so have you ever taught guitar? I mean, I know you teach it. I used to teach.
Yeah, I have. I've taught a couple of kids, more so kids who are roughly, you know, teenagers, the age of 14, 15, 16. It's funny because some of the kids that I've taught are way better players than me now. it's just that way, you know, I mean, like I teach some kids how to tap, and then, you know, they can tap way better than me because it's something that I don't really practice lead guitar these days. I work on songwriting a lot more.
Okay.
But that's through choice, you know, each to their own, and some people, you know, pursue different things, and that's cool. But I've probably taught about 4 or 5 kids, but not really like a whole bunch. I'm actually a primary school teacher, but I teach, you know, just the normal subjects. But normally on a Saturday morning, you know, I've taught a couple of kids, you know, here and there, and they're really good, by the way.
Yeah, well, actually, I think you taught at my daughter's old school, Plenty Parklands.
Yes, I'm still there. That's right.
Oh, you're still there.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So I had some students a long time ago from over the years. And so I've got this really cool teacher at school, you know, who plays guitar, metal band.
Excellent, yeah. Well, I'm a substitute teacher, but I predominantly work at Plenty Parklands.
Okay.
And I love the school. It's a great school. Yep.
Yeah, that's great. Now, just regarding what you're doing now, so you've got the band Radio Sun, which has been going, 4 or 5 years, is that right?
Yeah, the Radio Sun's been going for about 4 years, and we're up to our 4th CD, and it's been going really well. It's more of a... The Radio Sun's a bit more of a melodic hard rock band, and I'm also still playing with Black Majesty, which is a heavy metal band or power metal band, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's going great as well. So we're on our 7th CD with that band. So,
oh, wow.
So just, you know, love playing guitar and love, you know, touring and writing songs. And also, I'm also playing guitar for a Canadian songwriter who used to be in Danger for a little bit of time, named Paul Lane. And so I get to, you know, do shows with him all over the world with that as well. So that's great fun. And, yeah, he's just an awesome singer. So, yeah, you know, busy, but it's good. I love it.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you also got Jason Old up front, don't you, in the Radio Sun?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we've been in heaps of bands together, and he's just a great singer and good guy.
Yeah, I mean, I've done a couple of fill-ins, you know, for him. His old band,
cool.
Circus, and I think an acoustic gig as well. And yeah, he's got an amazing voice. Just his pitch is,
absolutely. Yeah, great pitch, man, definitely.
And
yeah.
Now he plays guitar as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he plays rhythm guitar in the Radio Sun. And it just helps, you know, sort of get that fullness of sound, particularly when you're playing live. Yeah, it's been great because, I mean, we've played, you know, a bunch of gigs all over the world, and in all honesty, we're our focus is more so overseas. I mean, we're playing in Japan in November.
Oh, good.
And then we go over to the UK again in March. We've been over to the UK twice before. We've been to America 3 times. And so, yeah, it's all good fun. You know, normally we're going overseas probably about 3 or 4 times a year, and for, you know, a couple of week blocks, so little tours. So it's good fun.
Yeah, that's great. And I guess having Jason play guitar really frees you up to, like, for your solos or anything as well.
Yeah, and do some different things and voicings. And, yeah, it's great. You know, it really is because, you know, allows me to sometimes, even if I just want to play a run or something like that that's not rehearsed, you know, just to have fun or just sort of work off the crowd, you can. You can do that, and you can get away with it more so than when you're just playing guitar just on your own. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And also he plays, there's a couple of solos that he plays, and we play harmony together as well. So that's another huge advantage. Yeah, so there's a couple of things, you know. I mean, basic stuff, but that's all good. You know, that's what the Radio Sun's about. It's about catchy hooks, sort of, melodic rock. It's not technical by any means.
Yeah, and you two guys are the main songwriters, is it?
Yes, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
How about with Black Majesty? Is that the same there? You, the songwriter?
Most of us write in Black Majesty. It's a little bit different because myself, the other guitar player, Hanny, and John, the singer, we tend to do the bulk of the writing. But, you know, sometimes, you know, we've had different members, you know, sort of add some extras, whether it be bass or drums as well. So there's no real rules, but the bulk of it, yeah, is vocalist John, the other guitar player, Hanny, and myself.
So when you're writing, do you ever get to the stage where you think, you know, this song good for this band or that band, or is it too heavy for that one?
A few people ask me that. Not really, because it's, even though it's, I mean, I'm sure to other people it's all hard rock and heavy metal is the same thing, but it's so different because,
yeah, for sure.
You know, Black Majesty is more from the Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Halloween sort of style. So,
yep.
You know, and the vocals are a bit more operatic sort of Bruce Dickinson sort of style, Rob Halford sort of style. So there's that kind of niche. And whereas the Radio Sun's more about melodic rock, like hooks, like Aerosmith or Danger Danger or, you know, whatever it be. It's just, it's more about the hooks and being catchy as opposed to Black Majesty's a bit more technical and takes you a bit more on a journey.
Yeah. And I guess with Radio Sun, the harmonies is probably a big part as well, would you say?
Oh, huge, huge. Everyone sings. Yeah, absolutely. Like all four of us sing. And yeah, that's a huge part of our band. So even when we're writing, we'll tend to write more for big chorus blocks, so vocally. So that way, you know, it just comes across, whether it be acoustic or, you know, full band electric.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And you just got a new bass player and drummer.
Yeah, in the Radio Sun, I mean, it's just one of those things where the other two boys, it's not easy in terms of what we, you know, this career we've chosen. So
yeah.
The other guys have, they got some full-time jobs and, you know, that takes a lot of time itself. So we, the way that Jason and myself have kind of organized things is that we've chosen lives where we can work casually, whether it be me for primary school teaching and, you know, Jason will do a couple of duo acoustic gigs or something like that. So that's his other work.
Yep.
But at the same time, the main emphasis is the band. So, you know, and for, you know, some people that's hard. So, and it can be expensive at times as well. It just really depends on what people want to do. But for us, it's all about building it up. And, you know, we can see that the band is rising. For example, like we went over and played this festival called AOR Fest in the UK going back 3 years ago. And we were the first band on stage, and we were on stage at like about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so very early.
Yeah.
And the next time we climbed the ladder, and then we were on it, I think it was, you know, a couple of hours later. And now finally, next year again, we've been asked back, and now we're, you know, if you look at the T-shirts, the way the bill is set, we're much higher. And it just shows that things are working well, and, you know, people can... Well, people are fans, you know, so otherwise you just don't get asked back if things are not working well. So that's been going well. So, you know, we've been wrapped with that.
Oh, that's great. And so when you got the new guys, was that an audition or do you already know them?
Oh, we already knew the guys. I've played in bands with our drummer, Gil, you know, so we've worked together before. He's a great drummer. And again, he has to be able to sing. So that's a key part. And same thing with Anth, you know, who's playing bass. Jason has worked with him in the past and actually plays in a duo band with him. So it's all interrelated. And we're kind of at that point in our careers that you need to have people who can do it. It's not, you know, we just don't have the time to basically say, oh, look, you know, see how it goes. We just need to be able to have people who are A1, can sing and can play their instrument well to slot in. Otherwise, it kind of brings the band, you know, puts the band backwards. And I can definitely say that both of them they're excellent.
I mean, that was going to be my next question. Like, they have to sing because, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of musicians out there, which you know, but very rarely sing.
Well, absolutely, yeah. Well, even in the beginning, like, you know, when I started playing one of my early bands, like my Tracy, I never used to sing. I realised at an early time that you have to be able to sing. Like, later, I've been approached by, you know, some bigger bands. And it's kind of a bit of a wake-up call, like this is back in the day in Cyclone Tracy, that, you know, people would want me to try for an audition and they'd say, do you sing? And I say, oh, not really, you know, and then they'd go, oh, no, thanks. So you learn quickly that you have to be able to do that. So, you know, I put in a good 5 years of working on things vocally and stuff, so now I can hold my own. In our band, you need to be able to harmonise well. You don't have to be a lead singer.
Yep.
Definitely does help that everyone can sing competently, because then you can, you know, sort of work out harmonies, and it just sounds big. It really does. And it's almost like that, the old style thing of Kiss, where everyone could sing. Now, that's a huge plus for any band, because you can play acoustically and, you know, basically pull it off. Like, my biggest pet hate is if I go see a band and on CD they sound huge, and then you go to see the band and there's only one person singing or something like that. It's like, well, I almost feel ripped off, honestly.
Yeah.
And that's what we found, have found when we've gone overseas. Like, you can, you know, we can play acoustic, we can play electric, we sound pretty much the same, you know, for the actual style of, you know, music that we're playing.
Yeah.
And people recognise that. They're like, wow, this is the real deal.
You've played with some big bands overseas in those the festivals that you do, or just a big show?
Sure, yeah, absolutely, yeah. You know, I've got to meet a lot of my idols and play on stage, hang out with, you know, a lot of my idols. It's been awesome, yeah.
Are there any, like, guitarists that you grew up with that you met on the tours?
Yeah, or Steve Lynch from Autograph. He was, like, he's one of the best guitar players ever.
Mm.
Talking about, you know, someone who can tap on the guitar, he was one of the, you know, people at the forefront, you know, in the 80s. So he's just such a nice guy. He's been awesome. And we've had people on the side of the stage watch us. For example, like Black Majesty played some shows with the Hammerfall guys on the side of the stage watching our gigs, and the Ed Guy guys and stuff like that. It's like, wow, you know, being built together. And that's just really cool. And then, you know, for them to actually say stuff after the gig, say, hey, man, you guys are really cool. And I'm like, wow, you know, these are some of our idols. So,
really,
you know, that's been great. Yeah, it really has. I've supported Steve Lyon a couple of occasions, and he's just, man, crazy, so good. I mean, you know, a lot of people consider him as one of the best, and absolutely, you know, it's justified because he's so good. And he's just, at the same time, he's such a good guitar player, but as a person, fantastic. And that does help, because, you know, if you be a bit of a knucklehead, it's not going to go down well with guitar players or fellow musos or even the crowd, you know. It's very, very hard. Yeah, so it's not hard to be cool and, you know, do the right thing by other people and stuff. And, you know, we had Steve Wye say, hey, you know, I'm going to go off stage now so you guys can sound check. I mean,
oh, wow.
He doesn't need to do that. You know what I mean? He doesn't need to do that, but that's just awesome. And when you tend to do a couple of shows in a row, like if you're doing a tour, like, for example, Black Majesty did a tour with the Dragon Force guys, you get to know each other and you hang out and, you know, there's a common sort of respect and bond. And so it's great.
Now, also, I see your daughter's just getting into the music industry. Is that right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So she plays guitar as well?
Yeah. She's been playing guitar from an early age, much earlier than me. Like, I started her roughly about the age of about 6 or 7.
Mm.
Yeah, she loves music. She kind of has to, because I take her to school every day and she's in the car with me. So, yeah, she's a huge fan of music and lots of different styles, but predominantly probably rock. And that goes from anything like, you know, from Bon Jovi to Taylor Swift to anything, you know, anything that's sort of rock. And, you know, she likes Queen, she likes, you know, so she's, and a lot of the female artists as well, like, you know, she knows who Pat Benatar is, and, you know, so it's artists that, you know, a lot of kids probably wouldn't know, even though they were huge back in the day, but just for her to learn. And one of her other favourite bands is Hailstorm, and so she, the singer Lizzie Hale, I've shown her how she's learned from, you know, singers like, you know, the Wilson sisters from Heart, or Pat Benatar, or, you know, Lita Ford, or whoever it be. So I'd like to think that she kind of knows her stuff in terms of her influences, and, you know, still at the same time loving her own stuff. But she's, yeah, she's a singer and guitar player and just about to launch her career. So her name is Cassidy Paris. Yeah, it's exciting. It really is. We just filmed a video for her on the weekend, and it's, yeah, just really cool.
Yeah, that's, yeah, because, I mean, my daughter plays as well, Ebony.
Excellent.
So we perform together sometimes, you know, with gigs and everything else, and it's just a buzz, you know, getting to play together
absolutely.
With your daughter.
Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, that's, or you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, like, I mean, at home, we'll sing a song and, you know, harmonise together and stuff, and it gives you goosebumps, you know. It's just the best feeling ever.
Yeah, for sure. So do you guys do gigs together, or just mainly just writing?
No. We shall be. I mean, I'll be playing her backing band, and you know, but I'll be taking a step back, you know, in terms of, it's all about her and stuff. So we're going to be playing a whole bunch of gigs as of August. We're going to be playing a whole bunch of primary schools, And so she's going to launch her song and promote it by playing at her former primary school, some other primary schools nearby, and a couple of high schools, just to sort of get word out there, because it's a different market. There's no point, you know, her playing to, you know, the audience that we're playing to, because, you know, it's a different style of music, a lot more of an older crowd. So for us, it's all about, you know, young kids and just enjoying music and hopefully bringing back rock, you know, in terms of female-fronted rock.
And are you co-writing with her as well?
Yeah. As well as, like, I've got some friends who've helped out just to point her in the right direction. So my friend Paul Lane, who I tour with, he actually co-wrote her single with her whilst he was out here on tour. It's just a great catchy song, and that's the thing. Like Cassidy, my daughter has been writing songs since she was like 8 years old. So she's written a heck of a lot of songs. So when people say, you know, has she got many songs? I'm like, man, we could play, you know, tomorrow. She's got that many songs. So you know, it's all about now. Just we've got a certain style we're playing, and it's just poppy rock. You know, kind of like the Veronicas, as in early Veronicas, which was a bit more sort of melodic rock sort of style. Yeah. And kind of going with that,
No, very good. Yeah, we'll definitely put the link on the podcast so people can check it out as well.
Absolutely, yeah, cheers.
I mean, as well as your Radio Sun and Black Majesty. So you must be pretty busy then with those three different projects going.
Yeah, with Cassidy as well. Yeah, I am, but, you know, it's... I love it. You know, it just, so again, it gets back to loving music and, you know, any spare time I've got, I do that, as well as, you know, here for my son as well. So it's all good fun. You know, it's just great. Yeah. It's, and again, it encourages family and doing things together and just, you know, you only live once.
Yeah, for sure. So go back to the Radio Sons, got the new album. Oh, it's not new now, is it? So last year, was it?
Yeah, well, well, there is a new one coming out. So that's the thing with the Radio Sun. We formed, I think it was in 2013, and we've released one album every year. Oh, in 1 year, we released an EP as well. So it's all about quality and product with the Radio Sun, because that's how I think it's coming from Australia. We're far from the rest of the world. So it just keeps us in the eye and, you know, people can just identify with the band that way. Because I find that if you go missing for a couple of years, people forget about you. So that's why we tour so much, because we've got a new album every year. So we've got another one coming out in October, which is called Unstoppable. And so every year we release one new CD.
That's really good. And so people can just get onto iTunes to get them?
Yeah, digital, or, you know, people can, you know, chase it up via our Facebook link, facebook.com/TheRadioSun. So now people can get it there, or it's all available, digital, iTunes, Amazon Music and Apple Music and so on.
Yeah, for sure. Now, did you have any sponsors you want to shout out to?
Yeah, well, look, I've been playing Jackson Guitars now for years, I meant to say. So I've been wrapped with them, and they're owned by Fender, so I'll actually be at the Melbourne Guitar Show again this year. And yeah, they've been fantastic and supported all the projects that I do, and whenever I'm overseas, and if I need to have an amp organised, you know, EVH are great. So, as well as Jackson. So, I've been using the Eddie Van Halen products now for about 7 years. You know, since basically it came out, his amplifier range. So, you know, they've been great. So, those two companies, and they're the main ones. And then, you know, a couple of just promoting, you know, my bands that I'm in, the Radio Sun, Black Majesty, and the Paul Lane project that I'm working on, his solo stuff, and my daughter's band, Cassidy Paris.
But no, thanks very much for this. I really appreciate your time.
No worries, Adam.
And hopefully people get some good guitar tips out of this as well.
Excellent. Thanks, mate. Right. Cheers.
Thanks, Steve.
Cool.
Right.
See you, mate.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
I want to quickly thank two sponsors. The first one is Custom Guitar Picks, run by Gus. This is one of the quickest service you will find for custom-made picks. And you can do it all online. Design your own picks. Just head to customguitarpicks.com.au. There you can select the thickness of your pick, the colour, what type of pick you want. You can also upload your own artworks, then submit it online, and it's all done. You can also check out the different categories of other picks to choose from. The other sponsor is Guitar World, run by Mick. Guitar World used to be a shop in the High Street, Northcote. Now Mick is concentrating on repairs, services and setups. So Mick has been doing all my services for the past 20 years on all my guitars, and every time I get it back, it feels like a brand new guitar. So call Mick on 0476 937 0825. So I hope you enjoyed the interview with Steve. So make sure you check out the links in the podcast notes to find more about his bands and his daughter's news. Now, next Wednesday, I have a big podcast coming up with Jennifer Batten from the Michael Jackson Band. She was with Michael Jackson from 1987 to 1997. Then after that, she also toured with Jeff Beck. Also, don't forget to head on over to my website, becomeaguitaristtoday.com. I have some new packages on the website, from $5 to $40. Also, please don't forget to rate, review, and share this podcast. And you can also download all the other podcasts, including my interview with Bill Laverty from Firehouse, my interview with Phil Sobrano, James Nilsson from the app Musician, Brett Garsett from the John Farnham Band, Russell Morris, and last week I had Ian Archibald from the Ian Archibald Band. So don't forget to check out all the podcasts. So until next week, keep jamming.